From last week's high school football action, Pella hosted Grinnell in Class 3A. You heard it live on KNIAKRLS.com, KRLS 2 with Trevor Castle and Randy Sickema.
Little Dutch have a first down and goal to go with the five. Cody Heisman, the fullback. Nick DeYoung, the tailback. Ryan Mace goes under center. Mace takes a snap, hands it to Heisman. Straight ahead, fighting to the end zone. Ball came out. Grinnell's got the ball in their hands. And what's the call? And it's a fumble recovered by Grinnell at the 1 yard line. Same formation here, split wide receivers. Warner shuffles in motion, fake to Heisman, left side roll. DeYoung is wide open. Mace is low. DeYoung trying to slide for the catch, cannot come up with it, and it's now 4th and 9. Mace takes the snap, play action, under pressure, fires over the middle, and it is intercepted. It was read perfectly by Owen Kaufman, and it's the 4th turnover of the game for the Little Dutch. Snap to McGriff, handoff to Hunter. Straight ahead,
across
the ball.
There it is.
Pella recovers. The Little Dutch with C.J. Shetterly on the recovery.
Jansen.
Pardon me, 3 Jansen, not 2 Shetterly. My apologies, but hey, on cue, Randy. Fumble, Grinnell, recovery, Pella. Little Dutch have not gone for it on 4th down tonight. They have not been good on 3rd down. 1 of 7 on 3rd down, and this will be their first 4th down try. 4th and 4 from their own 41-yard line. Right to left in green and white. Receivers to each side. Mace looking for a shotgun snap. Takes it. Surveys. Fires. Ball. Intercepted again! Kyle Dillon picks it off and returns it to the Pella 35.
Final score, Grinnell 6, Pella nothing. Pella Christian had a tough assignment at Van Meter. You heard it live on 92.1 KRLS with Andrew Schneider and J.D. Bohr.
Fake the jet sweep, pass it downfield. Man, wide open, it's Bennett's run caught at the 30, the 20, the 10, the 5. 6 for the Eagles, touchdown Pella Christian. 1 play, 65 yards.
They dialed it up, Andrew. I mean, that's something you work on in practice, right? What are we going to do on our first play? And they take a shot.
As the Eagles booting an onside kick far sideline, ball is on the ground, and the Eagles have it. Pella Christian has recovered an onside kick. 1 play, 1 touchdown, and the Eagles lead 7-0. Pass tip is intercepted. Intercepted, and Drew Geedings has no one around him. To the 40, the 30, the 20, the 10, the 5. 6 for the Eagles, touchdown Pella Christian, a pick 6 by Drew Geedings.
What is happening, Andrew? This is incredible.
Far sideline handoff, and the ball is on the ground, and Pella Christian recovers it. A fumble by Van Pelt. And the Eagles have it deep in Van Meter territory. What are we watching, JD?
This is unbelievable.
Play clock is down to 1 on the snap, and they'll hand it off on a jet sweep. They're going to go for the trick play. Mulder to Mulder. Eric Mulder catches it deep. Luke Mulder's pass is caught, and they are deep inside of Van Meter territory. Oh, those tricky Eagles. Play clock at 15. 1st and 10 Van Meter at the 23 of Pella Christian. Quarterback keeper on a fake handoff pet at far sideline inside the 10, and he'll go in untouched. Touchdown Van Meter. Jump ball near side, and that is caught! Jump ball by Van Dyke to the 15, 10, 5, touchdown Eagles. 6 for the Eagles. Caden Van Dyke, 50 yards out on the jump ball, goes 50-50 coin flip.
Final score, Van Meter 49, Pella Christian 23. PCM was home again, this time to Greene County. Other than that, nothing much changed for the Mustangs. You heard it live on KNIAKRLS.com, KRLS 3, with John Mulwinkle and Jeff Lindsay.
Stock fakes the handoff to Burns, sets his feet, fires it over the middle, looking for Bell. He hauls it in inside the 10, and that's a touchdown, PCM. On 3rd down and 9, they go for the big play, and they convert, and the Mustangs are on the board. Put a wing back in the formation, handoff. No, it's a QB keeper, and they get the, contact right at the line again. Did the ball come out? PCM thinks they have it. Yes, they do. Referee signals Mustang football. PCM recovers a fumble. And it is a QB keeper. Stock up the middle, takes it all the way himself, and that's a PCM touchdown. Augie Stock from 6 yards out, 13-0 Mustangs.
Final score, PCM 42, Greene County nothing. Indianola was headed to suburban Des Moines and Waukee, as heard live on 94.3 KNIA with Andrew Swadner and Rick Wilson.
Keel fakes the handoff to Kolarik, rolls out, and they have him wide open on the far side of the field. He's caught at midfield. No one in front of him. 30, 20, 10, touchdown. Indianola goes 67 yards, and the Indians have tied this game at 6. They did a play action to Kolarik. Nobody covered him on the left side.
Here we go.
Snap for Kolarik is the formation. Third and goal from the one. Gets it. Pushes forward and pushes the pile in. Touchdown. Indianola, they tie the game at 13 with 9 minutes to go in quarter number two. Fourth and 7 from the 26-yard line. C.J. Keel trips wide receivers right. Indianola trails 26-14. 30 seconds to go in the first half. Keel drops back to pass. Double move. Deep down the field towards the end zone. Caught in the end zone. That was Mark Pepper. Touchdown, Indianola.
Baby.
And the Indians get one back on fourth and 7. A 26-yard connection from C.J. Keel to Mark Pepper. And the Indians are right back in it. Mantra for the Indians defense here is no one behind you. First and 10, Waukee. Fumble on the ball. Do the Indians have it? I think they do. The Indians recover on a bad snap with 18.6 seconds remaining. Carter Erickson comes up with it. Double wide receivers right. Keel drops back to pass. Throws right side. Caught. No, in and out of the hands of McGinnis.
Got it.
Caught in the end zone. Tipped up McGinnis and caught by the Indians in the end zone.
Colton Gordon
snagged it out of the air. And the Indians get the lead back with 5.6 seconds to go in the first half. It was in and out of the hands of John McGinnis. Colton Gordon right there for the touchdown.
Final score, Waukee 50, Indianola 28. Those were our top-tier highlights from last week's high school football action.